Time Loop, written by Nerej Siki, read by Opal Song. Fandom Moda Zusha. Rating General Audiences. Relationship Lan Xichen, Jing Guangyao, Nia Ming Chui, and Neil Hoisung and Nia Ming Chui. Also tagged for Alternate Universe, Canon Divergence, Time Loop, and Fluff and Crack. Nia Ming Chui opened his eyes in the morning and sat up with a yawn, mind already racing ahead to his tasks for the day. Getting in some morning saber practice, working on a giant pile of sect business, and even more giant pile of work related to the war, making time to write a letter scolding Nia Hoisung for what, yet to be determined, but inevitable. If he didn't, Nia Hoisung would complain of neglect. Trying to find a replacement deputy, or seven, to do the work Meng Yao did now that he'd headed off to the Jin sect. There was a lot to do, and even less time to do it in, and moping about it would only make it build up even more. Nia Ming Chui sighed and swung his legs to the side, intending to get up and get started right away. He stopped as soon as he saw the calendar on his desk. It was the wrong date. Now, there were two possible reasons for this. The first was, of course, that he'd simply forgotten to mark the day as completed on his calendar yesterday evening, even though that was generally the very last thing he did before bed, and long-standing habit had trained him to have trouble falling asleep if he didn't do it. They said forgetfulness was one of the first signs of mental decline. Easy enough to check, though. He got up and walked to the tent door, cracking it open. "Hey, you," Nia Ming Chui said to one of the guards going by on patrol. "Where's Meng Yao?"
"I believe at this hour, Viceroy Meng would be checking over the supplies," the guard said. "Would you like me to call him?"
Nia Ming Chui said, because that wasn't definitive. The guard didn't know for certain, and he might just be making an assumption based on past precedent. "What about Lan Xichen?"
"Sect leader Lan hasn't yet arrived. I believe he's due in for later today, closer to noon. Did you want..."
"No, I didn't want anything," Nia Ming Chui said, deeply relieved to have identified that he had not, in fact, forgotten to fill out his calendar. "I'm stuck in a time loop."
"Ah," the guard said, looking taken aback. He must be new to Qinghe, like many of the cultivators in the army. Like Meng Yao, for that matter. "Is that bad?"
"No, it's fantastic. I'm going back to sleep. No one is to bother me all day."
"But sect leader Lan..."
"Meng Yao can host him," Nia Ming Chui decided. He'd write out Meng Yao's recommendation letter, put a big red mark on the calendar right now just to make sure he didn't forget, and go back to sleep for the entire day like he hadn't done in what must be literal years. "Like I said, don't bother me."
Nia Ming Chui opened his eyes in the morning and sat up with a yawn. He looked at his calendar. No big red mark.
"Fantastic," he said,
and went back to bed. He slept for 4 days. Sect leader Nia, Meng Yao said, poking his head in. Sect leader Lan is, I'm sorry, are you painting?
I haven't had the time for it in ages,
Nia Mingtua said, scowling at the paper.
You know, I thought he was just trying to get out of practice. But actually, Huaisang's right. It really does require a lot of dexterity.
Meng Yao opened his mouth, then closed it again. After a few more moments, he asked, voice very cautious, Are you painting a battlefield map?
Nia Mingtua stopped, appalled. Is that what it looks like? He asked. I was trying for a beaver. You know, the small, furry swimming mammal from Xinjiang.
No, it looks like a beaver, Meng Yao said, though now Nia Mingtua wasn't sure if he believed him or not. I just thought it might be some sort of code. Maybe.
Nia Mingtua conceded that this made sense, given what he was normally like. No, no code, he said. Just a beaver. Thought it'd make for a funny fan painting to give to Huaisang.
I see, Meng Yao said, and seemed to struggle internally for a moment.
Is this about Xichen's visit?
Nia Mingtua said.
You can just show him around yourself if you like. I'll see him tomorrow, should it ever come.
Right, Meng Yao said. I'll do that.
If you want a recommendation to leave to join the Jin sect, you can pick it up on the desk on your way out,
Nia Mingtua said, already turning back to his painting.
Have fun, good luck, kill Wendogs, the usual.
Meng Yao didn't say anything, just bowed. His expression was very strange. Turned out that painting was a lot harder to accomplish when your supposed friends kept trying to spring unwanted and unnecessary medical interventions on you. Ugh. Actually, that Song of Clarity shit from round 13 seemed really helpful. He'd have to look into that. Apparently, reading novels was even more concerning than painting. What? Like he wasn't allowed to have hobbies? What else were time loops for if not to catch a break, damn it? Oh, all right, Nia Mingtua said, holding up his hands in surrender. I'll fix the time loop.
You'd better,
Nia Huaisang said, rubbing his eyes and yawning.
What in the world did you do to freak them out at the crack of dawn, such that they flew all the way to get me and back before it reset?
Ugh, Nia Mingtua said. Nothing.
Did it involve sex?
No comment.
Did you forget that they'd reset when you woke up?
No comment.
Just fix the damn time loop, Daga.
That sounds like someone who is not getting a beaver fan.
Beaver? Fan? For me? Wait, did you paint it? Daga, I want it! No, don't go to sleep! I want to keep...
Please sit down,
Nia Mingtua said to Lan Xichen and Meng Yao.
I'm going to need your help on a strategic question of great importance.
Anything we can do to help, of course, Lan Xichen said, and Meng Yao nodded.
I'm always at your service, sect leader, he said.
Good, Nia Mingtua said. Now, what do you know about time loops?
It took about 5 days, but he finally managed to figure out how to word the explanation so that it only took as long as a cup of tea to explain, and got them to believe him, without immediately deciding that he was insane. At that point, they were able to finally start seriously brainstorming solutions.
"We just need to figure out what it is that went wrong and fix it?"
Meng Yao asked, sounding dubious.
"What is considered wrong in this context?"
"Things resulting in massive amounts of death, usually. Sometimes your own."
Niaming Tres shrugged.
"It's a matter of fate, a natural opportunity to avert disaster. You only encounter one when you're very lucky. Otherwise, do you think my father would have died the way he did?"
"An excellent point," Lan Qichen said, grimacing. "Very well, let's make a list of all the things you did. Play out the possible consequences to see which ones could potentially result in disaster. And then you can try to change them one at a time."
"Worth a shot,"
Niaming Chue said. "Good morning, sect leader," Meng Yao said, saluting. "What do you need me for this early? Sect leader Lan has not yet arrived."
"I need to talk to you about your future," Niaming Chue said, "and what you hope to get out of it."
Meng Yao straightened his back and blinked owlishly, looking wary. "What do you mean, sect leader?"
"You want to go rejoin the Jin sect, don't you? To earn a position with your father?"
Meng Yao blanched. "Sect leader."
"It's a perfectly reasonable ambition to have,"
Niaming Chue assured him.
"Unfortunately, I don't think a letter of recommendation from me will cut it. I'm too young and one of his rivals. Jin Guangshan doesn't give me face. And what will you do if he sidelines you and puts you under someone awful to suppress all your achievements? Wouldn't it be as good as throwing away your life, ruining your best chance for success?"
Meng Yao frowned.
Niaming Chue was pleased to see it was having an impact. He'd consulted Meng Yao the day before on precisely what wording to use, since his own versions were having no luck. "I have no objection to your ultimate goal," Niaming Chue said, "but we're going to need to be a bit more clever about it. When Qichen gets here, we'll put our heads together and think about what we can do to make it impossible for your father to reject you. How does that sound?"
Meng Yao swallowed. "Thank you, sect leader," he said, his voice low and sounding, if anything, a little touched. "I appreciate it."
"Good," Niaming Chue said, and put a red mark on his calendar. "Also, there's another issue to discuss involving yourself and Qichen."
Niaming Chue opened his eyes in the morning and sat up with a yawn. He looked at his calendar. There was a big red mark.
"Oh, good," he said, and turned around and laid back down.
"What's good?" Lan Qichen muttered into his collarbone. "Atre, no, don't lie down. It's time to get up." "It is not," Meng Yao said from the other side. "It's time to sleep in."
"Listen to Meng Yao,"
Niaming Chue said, settling his arms around him.
"The world can wait a little more."
"It really can't, though," Meng Yao said with a sigh, rubbing his eyes and starting to sit up, which was obviously the wrong move. "We're in the middle of a war, and we all have important things to do today."
"That's true," Niaming Chue said, a little reluctantly. "I owe Hoi Song a beaver."
Meng Yao blinked. Lan Qichen blinked.
"It's a long story."
The end.
If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening. Reader's notes. If you notice that the sound on this one is wildly different than my normal podfic sound, it is because, one, I'm recording on my phone and not on my regular microphone, and two, I'm recording in an incredibly empty apartment. I am in the middle of moving, and by in the middle of, I mean this is my literal last night in the apartment that I have spent 11 years in. I moved out of my parents' house into this apartment, and 11 years later, I'm finally moving. And yeah, it being super empty and me still being here for one last night, and yeah, it seemed like a perfect opportunity to experiment a little with some sound. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, we'll see how this sounds on the, like, when I edit it.